Colombia is one of the world's forgotten hotspots. Peace talks have failed to end years of conflict between government troops and rebel factions.
As a result, thousands of refugees are stuck in Ecuador. In this week's Spotlight on South America, Reese Ehrlich reports the fighting doesn't stop at the Colombian border.
Nueva Loja is only a few miles down a two-lane road from Colombia, and refugees from that war-torn country arrive almost every day. The Catholic Church puts them up in a hostel in the center of Nueva Loja. Colombian refugees here say the right-wing paramilitaries control the countryside where they used to live. The paramilitaries are allied with local landlords and sectors of the Colombian military. Raul and Marta, a married couple who asked that their real names not be used, described what happened in their small Colombian village just 3 miles from the Ecuadorian border.
Ya teníamos 15 días que vivíamos en medio de crueles combates entre guerrilla, ejército y paramilitares.
For 15 days before we left, there was fighting between the guerrillas and the paramilitaries. The paramilitaries had heavier weapons. Some heavily armed men showed up in our village. They brought us all together. They came to my house where my wife and children were. They terrorized us. At about 9 in the morning, they took us. By 11:45 a.m., we were in a local soccer field. There were about 45 of us at this forced meeting. They told us that because we lived in this area, we were supporters of the guerrillas. But now, they said, this zone was controlled by the government's self-defense forces. We didn't have any choice because the paramilitaries had guns. They would kill civilians. They took 6 of the 45 people gathered and shot them, just 20 yards away. Of course we feared for our lives. They are waging war against civilians. They're the ones responsible for the violence. We decided to emigrate to another country. The closest country was here in Ecuador. We left our homeland on 2 hours' notice.
Nos dieron 2 horas para que abandonemos nuestro país de origen.
Ganado, todo. De que se todo. Apenas salí con mis dos niños.
Now there's no one at our farm. No one. We lost everything. The animals, the furniture, everything. We only came over the border with our 2 children.
I spoke with another refugee who also asked that her real name not be used. We'll call her Carmen. She lived in a different small village close to the Ecuadorian border. Under the U.S.-backed Plan Colombia, thousands of acres of land are sprayed in an attempt to wipe out cocaine-producing coca crops. U.S. authorities claim the spraying doesn't harm people, but Colombian farmers such as Carmen tell a very different story.
Digamos cultivos de yuca, cultivos de producción agrícola, y esto se lo fumigaron.
We grew yucca and various other agricultural products. The aerial spraying killed a lot of the plants. There was nothing to eat. We didn't have anything. The earth didn't produce. Animals died. A friend of mine's son even died. When the planes came overhead spraying, he was hit directly by the liquid. He died from it. I lived in a small village. There was a man who sold meat. The paramilitaries accused him of supporting the guerrillas. It wasn't true, but those who have the guns rule. We told the paramilitaries that he was innocent, but they killed him anyway. He had 4 small children. It's sad, very sad. I left at 5 a.m. one morning. We had only 1 hour to get out. We didn't want to be called guerrilla collaborators. I came with my 2 children. One of them was only 2 months old.
En ese entonces tenía 2 meses de nacida.
The Catholic Church in Nueva Loja is doing a lot of work to deal with the influx of thousands of refugees all along the border. The church's Pastoral Assistance Service Office is often the first stop for recent refugees.
Bye-bye.
Sister Carmen Rosa Perez oversees a bustling office full of staff and volunteers.
A partir de la entrada de los refugiados, la Iglesia de Sucumbíos hizo una opción clara por la ayuda humanitaria a las víctimas de la violencia.
The refugees come to the church office and we assist them. They are victims of the violence resulting from Plan Colombia. We give them food and basic health services. They can see doctors and go to the hospital. If necessary, we send them to a hospital in Quito. We also give them what we call productive packets. These are kits that help people become street vendors, raise animals, or do other kinds of self-employed work. We don't want people to rely on the church assistance programs permanently. We also help with psychological counseling, particularly for women.
Sister Carmen says the refugees have a hard time because they are competing for jobs with Ecuadorians who are also very poor here in Sucumbíos province.
La provincia de Sucumbíos es una de las provincias más abandonadas a nivel del gobierno central.
This province is the most ignored by the central government. The Amazonian provinces are forgotten. We are rich in oil resources, but ironically, we are abandoned by the government. For example, we don't really have a hospital. Our hospital is more like a big clinic. Residents don't have access to decent health care because it's not provided by the provincial government. The private clinics are expensive, and it's even more expensive to leave for treatment in Quito, so we make do with what we have.
Sucumbíos and neighboring Orellana province are the poorest in Ecuador, despite being the heart of the country's oil drilling industry. In February, unions, indigenous groups, and local politicians organized an 11-day work stoppage to protest the lack of basic government services and construction of a new oil pipeline, which will hurt the environment. During the general strike, by coincidence, the peace process also broke down in Colombia. The Colombian military invaded rebel-held areas, and widespread fighting broke out. So the border has been hit by a double whammy: economic instability in Ecuador, plus civil war next door. Máximo Abad is mayor of Nueva Loja, the capital of Sucumbíos province. I asked him what's been the impact of the war on his province.
Gravísimo. El turismo ha disminuido.
Very grave. Tourism from Ecuadorians and foreigners has dropped off to nothing. It's practically a 100% drop. The foreigners and Ecuadorians are afraid because the war is so close by. Colombians' demand for our agricultural supplies has diminished. They used to buy all kinds of products. Because we now use the U.S. dollar as our currency, all of our goods are much more expensive relative to the Colombian currency, so they can't afford to buy. Businessmen here really feel it, and tourism has really gone down.
Es una afectación que la están sintiendo los comerciantes y el turismo ha disminuido.
The renewed war in Colombia has also hit the indigenous communities hard. About one quarter of all Ecuadorians are Indians. The Quichuas are the largest single indigenous group and among the poorest. Anselmo Salazar is a leader of the Quichuas in Nueva Loja. He says refugees are coming across the border, but so are guerrillas and paramilitaries. Sometimes the fighting spreads as each side murders the other in the streets of Nueva Loja.
Porque estamos viviendo un momento difícil cuando se da la ruptura de diálogo de las mesas.
It's been difficult since the breakdown in the dialogue between the government and guerrillas. A lot of Colombians have killed each other here in Ecuador. It's a continuation of the war in Colombia. The Ecuadorian commander of the armed forces says everything is under control. It's a lie. We live along the border. There's no control. The Colombians can do whatever they want, and the Ecuadorian army has no impact. We have no security.
Martha says she and her fellow refugees try to stay out of the fighting, but everyone knows it's going on.
En la actualidad, estos bandos están operando aquí.
In reality, those armed groups operate here, the paramilitaries and the guerrillas. As a refugee, I'm not affiliated with either side. More than 200 people have died this year. People are murdered all the time by the groups, but no one knows why. Sometimes it's one group, sometimes another, but it's the same problem.
Algunos más que otros puede ser también por el mismo problema, ¿no?
Out on the streets of Nueva Loja, the Colombian refugees try to survive as best they can. Many have been able to rent small homes, and the Catholic Church has helped them become street vendors, selling candies or cigarettes. Raúl, the refugee we met earlier, now works as a street vendor.
Desafortunadamente, los primeros días cuando yo comencé a trabajar,
Unfortunately, in my first days working as a vendor, working in the streets, the Ecuadorians asked, "What are you doing here?" They didn't want me. They thought I would do bad things. I told them, "No, I'm a peaceful man. I have official government permission to work." But almost everyone didn't like me because I was Colombian.
Casi todo el mundo se la quiere montar aquí a uno con el solo hecho de ser colombiano. Muy difícil.
It's very hard to get work. First of all, we had no money. We have no family support network. There are some people who are kind, but others don't want the Colombians here. If they know you're Colombian, they close their doors. They call us all kinds of names: guerrillas, paramilitaries, murderers, terrorists, rapists.
Terroristas, violadores.
Carmen agrees.
All they have to do is see our faces or listen to our accents, and they know we're Colombian. My country is known for its violence. Unfortunately, we're all known for that. They all see us as the same.
Carmen says Colombian refugees are caught in a strange contradiction. In the days before the dollarization of the Ecuadorian economy and before the Colombian Civil War stepped up, some Colombians came across the border and spent freely. For them, Ecuador was full of bargains. The refugees don't have any money, but the Ecuadorians haven't adjusted to the new reality, says Carmen.
People here still think we have money, so they charge Colombians double for everything. Before, Colombians used to come here when the economy was better and buy a lot of things. They would pay higher prices, so they charge us a lot more. But the situation is different for us. We don't have any money.
I asked Raul if the situation was better or worse since last February, when the Colombian peace process broke down.
Rompe en el diálogo entre el gobierno y FARC.
Peor. Empeoró prácticamente porque ahorita la guerra ya es...
Worse. The guerrillas say Colombia will be a second Vietnam, don't they? As small farmers, we don't have opportunities for anything. If you know certain people who are suspected by the paramilitaries, you are in danger. We need help. Some people can't gain official refugee status. You have to prove you face political persecution. But it's hard to prove repression by the militaries or the guerrillas. A lot of refugees are here, but the Ecuadorian government says they're not refugees. They need documents showing they are refugees in order to get legal work. I hope international agencies will help us.
Las fuentes internacionales que pronto de una u otra manera quieren apoyar con un grano de arena a los refugiados.
Back at the office of Quechua leader Anselmo Salazar, he says the international community needs to pay a lot more attention to Ecuador. It's not just the war that is coming across the border.
There are some Ecuadorian farmers who accept deals from Colombian drug dealers to plant coca. The dealers agree to buy up the coca later at very high prices because they make a lot of profit from selling the cocaine. It's not on a big scale yet. The army has been able to control it. Small farmers in Colombia have been doing this for years. Now, it's starting in Ecuador.
Years ago, when Peruvian authorities cracked down on the drug cartels in their country, the drug dealers simply crossed the border and encouraged farmers in neighboring Bolivia to grow coca. That was the beginning of the drug trade in Bolivia, which continues as a major problem today. Ecuadorians worry that the same process will develop in their country as a result of Plan Colombia. For Common Ground, I'm Reese Ehrlich in Nueva Loja, along the Ecuador-Colombia border.